two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, thanks for being with us. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, to my left. And here we are looking out the window of the W Hollywood Hotel in Hollywood, California. Beautiful Hollywood Hills behind us and right in front of us. Oh, a lot of helmets decorating as they're getting ready for last touches on this kind of Radio Row area here and TV Row. We're going to have the TV interviews be done right in front of us. And, Scott, I thought it was appropriate. I think they know that you and I are probably, between interviews, going to take a dip. The pool is right next door to us here. So, what was that laugh?
Well, no,
we're going to.
I'm laughing because I agree with you.
We've got to do it. So
it's a mischievous chuckle is what it is.
That's right. That's right. So we've got all sorts of fun things going on here. And Pac-12 Media Day that starts up tomorrow. Yes, we're kicking off in earnest here between 8 local time here. So we're going to be going all day. And then we'll bring you our show again live tomorrow. So you'll want to be a part of that as well. So, Scott, we've got things to start off here, and so our 805 cut is coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about the move that Texas and OU have been basically, it's just the ink is almost dry, I think. We're trying to figure this thing out. What is the timeline of it? It's all part of our 805 cut right here on KSL of Unrivaled, so let's do it.
The cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Okay, see if you can catch up here with me, Scott. The Big 12 currently has 10 members.
Correct.
And will soon have only 8 members.
Yes.
So the Big 12, with its 8 members remaining, will have to figure out exactly what a future looks like. Their other 8 members are committed, Scott, to Big 12 success. Those 8 members, of course, will have to likely deal without Texas and Oklahoma as they're flirting with the SEC has apparently turned into, reportedly, a legitimate deal that is going to be done. We knew that was probably the case. We knew where there was smoke, there was probably fire. And, in fact, that deal looks like it will be solidified, but it won't take place until they're going to honor their TV commitment to the Big 12 network, whatever is going on with that. And so they're going to go through the 24-25 season. So
what you're saying to me,
yes,
if I'm understanding,
yes,
is that it's not a rumor anymore.
They're
going through the formal process of breaking up their association with the Big 12.
This is like the divorce mediation has started.
Yes.
And it's going to last about 3.5 years. Well, no, it's already done. But then the deal gets done. And then by what they think to be 24,
is it like a cooling
25.
Off period? Or
yes. Yeah. So what's interesting about this is, Scott, it immediately becomes kind of fair game for everybody to talk to anybody now. If Texas and Oklahoma go to the SEC, which they're going to do in the next 3 years, next 4 years, everything is on the table. It doesn't matter what team you are. When I was growing up, it was funny because, you know, we'd go to the Cotton Bowl. And the Cotton Bowl featured teams that were playing in the what was back then the SWAC, right? The old
right.
SWAC,
yep.
Which featured Texas and, you know, Texas A&M, those types of teams. And then the SEC was Arkansas, Alabama, you know, what it right. is kind of today. And, you know, the biggest conference in the land was wherever Texas seemed to be, wherever Oklahoma seemed to be.
Right.
Or maybe the Big Ten, or what version of the Big Ten was back then, where you had, you know, your Penn States, your Oklahoma, right. your Ohio States, your Michigans. And now the SEC, Scott, if this deal goes through and they become a 16-team super conference, that's exactly what they will be after all this, they will likely, according to estimations, pull down more money than the NCAA altogether. That $1.3 wow. billion dollars that the NCAA pulls together a year, the SEC will eclipse that likely within the first couple of years of that. That is one conference, in the one new conference. Now, the firepower in that conference is ridiculous. My question for you, Scott, as we're sitting here at Pac-12 Football Media Day waiting for everything to get set up for tomorrow before everybody can actually hear us, does the Pac-12 exist in 6 years?
Okay, something just hit me like
a ton of bricks. Here we go.
Okay.
This is these types of revelations.
I had not thought about this until right now.
What do you got?
This sounds to me like the SEC is saying, all right, you want name, image, likeness. You want an expanded college football. We're gonna go for a money grab. We're
gonna get ours.
We're gonna control this thing. We've controlled it forever. Every single year, the four teams that are always talked about in the college football playoffs are Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, and somebody else. Right?
Somebody else. Yeah.
But it's always a discussion about the SEC, and they're saying, really, the most relevant, and to their credit, the weakest conference, the Big 12, they said, we're, you know, people have been picking it off for years, so let's go big or go home. And really what needs to happen now, I just realize this is the revelation.
This is what has to happen.
Everyone else needs to consolidate and go and say, okay, SEC, we're all going to go against you. So
ooh.
The Big 10, Big 12, whatever, however many teams, it's got 14, right? And it's the, you know, it's still the Big 10.
It's going to be the Big 26 now after this.
Whatever. And I think, I really think if you're going to compete against that and you're going to be relevant in college football, then you've got, you have to. Do you think
maybe instead, so we've talked about a 16-team super conference, four 16-team super conferences. Hear me out.
I'm not sure. I'll hear you out, but I'd say go.
That's what I'm saying. What if it becomes three conferences and it's like the entire West, the entire Midwest and semi-East.
North and then the Southeast.
And then the whole Southeast.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about, because then the SEC is going to have to add a couple teams, right? Then they're going to have to go, who are we adding here? That's when you're going to start to see, because I saw Jay Billis today on ESPN doing this whole thing about how the ACC and the SEC, he's like, if you're smart, ACC, you should be on the phone with Commissioner Sankey, the SEC, and you should propose a merger. And I thought, that's insane. The ACC and the SEC together, that's 28 teams.
Right.
And all he's really talking about is, I don't care what's going on. Everybody's just going to want to watch. This is going to be the, what he called, and I don't know if he's wrong. He said the SEC, and we've already made fun of this as being a thing in the past, but now it's certainly true. It is NFL Junior, right?
Yep.
And so would this super conference with even more teams be. Imagine bringing your Florida States, your Clemsons, if Notre Dame ends up being, you know, gets its head out of the proverbial clouds and figures out being a part of a conference. You can't be independent forever in this era in Notre Dame. And BYU, I think that you're an attractive option. I think BYU is a super attractive option for whatever one of these super conferences
Why not do it like the NFL? You have the NFC and you have the AFC.
Okay.
And you can have like little divisions inside, you know, based on geographic locations and what have you. And then it's just two. Boom. And it's two sides. They both have their own playoff system.
Oh.
And then both sides at
then
the end
meet in
actually
the college
meet.
Football playoff
just have it. And
oh.
just have it that way. It's all about.
And we're
it's all
there,
about.
Right?
It's all about television. And I'm just telling you, SEC is just saying, we're big. and we're going to stay big, and we're going to make sure we control this thing. And if all these other schools are smart, they're going to go, the only way we can compete against you is if we can consolidate.
I'm going to ask you a question on the way back here. Well, I'll ask the question now. I'm going to get the answer for you afterward, okay? Is there a chance that the Pac-12 doesn't find itself in a large conference, or at least does it exist in the next few years? We'll talk about that. We'll come back. We've got more to talk. Hey, plus Aaron Rodgers, looks like his future's kind of figured out. Speaking of pulling your head out of the clouds, stay with us. More to go right here. We are live in Los Angeles. We're broadcasting from the W Hollywood here, and Pac-12 Media Day kicks off tomorrow. We're starting things off right now, and we'll be right back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.